Sidi Bouzid is where the revolution in Tunisia began, and the man whose actions sparked it all is still remembered here. Mohamed Bouazizi was a street vendor who set himself on fire after his goods were confiscated. A protest against state corruption and brutality. Demonstrations followed, spreading across the country, and were met with violence from the state. Finally, President Zain al-Abidin Ben Ali was forced out. And 3 years later, democratic elections were held. But 12 years on, in the birthplace of the revolution, there's a sense that nothing has changed.
What happened after the revolution is the complete marginalization of the youth of the revolution. Those people who sacrificed their blood, their life and their freedoms for this revolution.
At a local cafe, men discuss politics.
No one has solved the Tunisian people's problems. Development, employment, health, transportation and daily necessities. Tunisia witnessed a huge collapse in values that damaged everything, jobs, loyalty, patriotism, and many other values. And who paid the price? The youth. They fled the country and crossed the borders illegally and died in the process.
Out on the streets, the frustrations are familiar.
For 12 years, nothing has happened, only the increase in unemployment and corruption. If you apply for a government job, or any job actually, you won't get it unless you have relatives or money to buy your way in.
Rights activists say authorities buried Bouazizi on the outskirts of the city, so his grave didn't become a symbol of resistance. His memory lives on in Sidi Bouazid, although many people feel his home city has not reaped the benefits of the revolution. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.